I'm over here in the White Sox locker room, and I got the man here. I'm going to let him introduce himself to my audience.
Hey, Chase Maidra.
Chase, what's this big league experience been like for you?
It's been a blast. It's been a really fun weekend so far, and looking to keep it rolling. It was good to get a series win.
And, you know, a lot of kids look at you guys, and they got that dream and ambition to play in the big league. What was this experience like for you just to get here?
Oh, you know, since I was 3 years old, when I first stepped on my first field, I used to go to Dodger games, like, man, I really want to play professional baseball. So it meant everything to me and my family, and couldn't have done it without them.
So how are you in Chicago and talk about the Dodgers games?
That's where I grew up.
Okay, we're going to bleep that out. Every kid dreams of playing in the big leagues. They don't understand the dues that you got to pay to be here. Mm-hmm. What are some of those dues that you had along the way?
You just keep grinding. You know, every day's a new day. There's a lot of ups and downs in this game, and you got to just keep going. It's a roller coaster, and but it's a really fun game. And you know, growing up and going through, you know, little league, high school, and college, and you play with baseball with some of your best friends, and there's not another job in the world I'd rather do. So I love doing this every day.
So you go out on the field. I'm in high school base. You get out on the field about an hour before, 30 minutes before. Take a little BP. If you're lucky. Take a little infield and you're out there playing the game.
Yeah.
You didn't realize all this go prep game time going to the big leagues, did you?
No, yeah, it's a lot different. It used to be, show up 30 minutes, get on the line and stretch and go play. But, you know, this is fun. I enjoy it all. And So
you know, it's about 3 hours before game time right now. So, I mean, fans don't see that part of it.
No, I got here at 11:30 this morning, so 7 hours before.
Just to play a two-hour, half-hour game.
Just play a two-hour and a half, yeah.
So what's your routine when you get here? What's your routine? Taking our youngsters behind the scene.
You know, I get here and I like to, you know, just get settled in my locker for a little bit. I like to get here early just so my day's never rushed. Everything I do is within the time that I can do it in. But I get here and I go sit in the hot tub, cold tub. I get my body ready. I go through a workout. I get in the training room. I do all preparation for my body before I even, you know, get out on the field and go through hand drills for defense and take a little BP before the games. And yeah, then, you know, you start mentally preparing and visualizing, you know, having good at bats and winning each pitch on defense, offense. And then you go out there at 6:40 game time and you go play and go win a game.
Chapter 6, MLB Scouts. A reality that often goes unspoken in scouting. You can present 5 of the most promising draft prospects to 10 MLB scouts, and it's possible that 7 or 8 of them might not see those players as future draft picks. The truth is, at the end of the day, the decision to draft a player hinges on that individual scout. I laid it all out in my book. Get your copy today at thediaryofacoach.com. That's thediaryofacoach.com.
Click the follow button on our Facebook page and become a subscriber on our YouTube channel and stay updated. Listen to our broadcasts on our website